It's time for the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome out to Trinity High School Gymnasium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser here as we will have Middletown and Trinity here this evening in a battle of unbeatens in division play. Middletown took their first loss of the season on Wednesday night down at Spring Grove. A furious comeback came up just short by 2 points in the final minute, but this Trinity team is 9-0, and Brian, they have not really been in a close game all year.
They haven't been, and they have attempted to test themselves. And they have gone out and gotten some good non-conference opponents, but they've been whipping up on them as well. So this Trinity team looks like the cream of the crop coming into what is a very top-heavy Capital Division, it appears right now, where three teams have separated themselves: Trinity, Middletown, and Milton Hershey. Trinity will play against Milton Hershey on Tuesday over at Milton Hershey, and that'll be the first opportunity for Milton Hershey to get either of these two teams. We'll see which team goes into that Tuesday night game still atop the division.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to the Trinity head coach Larry Kostolak and Middletown's head coach Chris Sattell. Again, it's Middletown and Trinity boys basketball back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you: 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Trinity head basketball coach Larry Kostolak. Coach, great start to the season for your team, still undefeated at this point, and really brought some teams in to test how good this team is early. What's your impression of where you are right now?
I think, you know, we're playing well. When we come to practice every day with the correct attitude, and we work hard, and that's been carrying over into the games. And so far, so good. I'm just really pleased with where we are. We have a long way to go, which is a good thing, because we still believe there's room for improvement, especially on the offensive end. Right now, our defense is clearly way ahead of our offense.
Let's talk about one of the reasons the defense is as good as this, because somehow, I mean, they grow them big over here, and you got another guy on the inside who affects things in good.
Yeah, we sure do. Sean's, at 6'11", is a formidable force, and he's averaging about 6.5 blocks a game and just under 10 alterations. That's 17 possessions during the course of a high school basketball game where people aren't getting a good look, and that's a big difference. And he rebounds the ball well for us. Timmy Edwards rebounds the ball very well for us, and so does Marcus Hall. And we get the ball out, and we like to run. And so defense has created a lot of offense for us, and because of Sean's presence, we've been able to do a couple things defensively, and that's why we're a little bit ahead defensively than we are offensively.
But on the offensive side, you've got a couple of guys who really put the ball in the basket, and a couple of guys who just got 1,000 points on their career, Austin Gilbertson and also the aforementioned Timmy Edwards.
Yes, they both just received 1,000 points. In fact, tonight, though, Timmy got his 1,000 point in the fourth quarter against West Perry. We're going to present him with a game ball before introductions tonight. So it's a heck of an accomplishment for each one of those kids. They've been great players for us, and they're good leaders, and hopefully they'll continue to grow as players.
Tell me about the conference, because correct me if I'm wrong, but at least at the top, it looks like a very, very tough conference this year.
Yeah, it's, again, a very difficult conference, and every night out, you got to play. And, you know, we prepared ourselves with our non-conference schedule, both locally and then out of state, to get as many good teams on our schedule as we could to prepare us for this conference, because we knew it was going to be very strong, and it is. And it's one of those years where you got to come to play every single night. Otherwise, you're going to get knocked off.
Tell me about this Middletown team. What do you expect from them tonight?
Yeah, great athletes. They've had a tremendous year, you know, with football. A lot of kids are out there that play football, and it was fun watching them, you know, compete the whole way through the state tournament. So they've had a lot of good experiences so far this school year, and that's carried over, and they had a terrific start to the basketball season. They're very athletic. I think they go after people, kind of like some of the teams we've had in the past, and I like the way they play.
Good luck tonight, guys.
Thank you.
And that was Trinity head basketball coach Larry Kostelak. Back with more after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Brian Kaiser back in the pregame show alongside of Middletown head boys basketball coach Chris Sattell. Good to have you back on the bench after a little bit of an absence. Are you feeling better?
I feel great, and thanks for being back. I really enjoyed listening to you guys. You do a great job, but I was talking to myself a lot, and my 7 and 9-year-old kept asking me who I was talking to. I said I was talking to the guys at WMSS. So I was talking back with you and trying to coach the kids through the radio.
Tough one in the last one, but team showed a ton of heart, a ton of fight down at Spring Grove. First road game of the year. What do you take out of that one?
It was a good test, and obviously it's against a great player in Eli Brooks. Tough environment, and those are the things you got to do. I think we would have been shell-shocked coming into a tough Trinity gym if we hadn't played that game. But having that experience, I think it's going to help us. And again, we didn't plan on going undefeated, so we knew that there was going to be a slip-up here and there. But to have a shot with 4 seconds, have a tip with less than one, is a good showing from our kids. They always play hard. They always play smart. They always play together.
What's the health of the team right now? Because we had talked earlier about the legs of the team and how close they are, but also it's a very difficult time, as you can attest to, of, you know, trying to keep illness away.
My hope is I didn't get anybody sick while I was being stubborn and not doing what I was supposed to by resting. Our guys have been pretty good. We had a couple guys out yesterday that weren't feeling well. The bus ride always gets to some kids. So this is the year colds and flus, and or time of year, I should say. So hopefully we'll be okay. We're playing 7 guys right now. I'm really looking for that 8th. I'm really looking to see who is going to round out that top 8 spot for us. We have a couple guys that are there. So if we need to, you know, go longer than 8, I think we can. It's not ideal, but obviously we're going to see where guys are at. A little bit different starting lineup going with Michael Mattis tonight because of his height, size, going against the good kid from Trinity. So we'll see if that provides a spark off the bench with Tyre.
Let's talk a little bit about this Trinity team. It's a perennial playoff contender, not just at the district, but also at the state level. That they have that pedigree and no exception this season.
Absolutely not. Larry Kostelak is one of the best coaches in the area, probably top 5, if not the best. He's got a great support staff with him, and his kids always play hard. They're always well prepared. So they're good. I mean, the big kid good, and then you have Edwards and Gilbertson, who are both D1 guys that are really getting after, really shoot the ball well. They're heady. I've watched them play since they were in 7th and 8th grade in CYO. So they're a good team, and, you know, they're seniors, so it's their turn, and they're going to shine. And I fully anticipate seeing these guys playing in March, and maybe even at the Giant Center in the latter parts of March.
What's it going to take tonight for your team to come in here and pull off the upset.
Well, I was going to send out a memo on ZebraWeb to all the officials to bring their running sneakers because we're going to try to really get out and go. Obviously, half-court sets aren't going to work with us. We don't have 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", but we're really going to get after it defensively. We're going to look to try to push the ball in transition, and one of those nights, maybe all of our guys can make their shots.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell back with more after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Welcome back, Trinity High School Gymnasium. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, Middletown, and Trinity set to do battle in boys basketball.
Blue Raiders at 6-1. Both these teams are undefeated in mid-Penn Capital play. Under Chris Sattell, he'll send to the floor tonight Ryan Hughes, a 6'4 junior, averaging 18.4 points per game. Luke Marakovich, a 5'10 senior, averaging 17.7 points per game. Chris Plummer, a 6'3 junior, coming off of a career-high 27 against Spring Grove on Wednesday night. Trey Leach, a 5'10 junior, who averages 9 points a game. And Michael Mattis gets the start. The 6'7 senior gets the start in place of Tyre Mills to match up better against Trinity. For the Shamrocks, 9 and under, Larry Kostolak. Starters will be 6'3 senior Austin Gilbertson. It'll be 6'4 senior Timmy Edwards, 6'3 senior Marcus Hall, 6'5 junior Jack Booker, and 6'10 junior Sean Good.
And Sean Good wins the opening tap, and they will have an alley-oop play right off the get-go, and it's Edwards to jam it down, and Trinity leads 2-0.
Expect this game to be up and down the floor. Both these teams like to play offense, and they like to move it down the floor.
Marakovich is double-teamed right on the other side of the midcourt stripe, and he touched the end or the sideline. So a quick turnover, and Trinity is going to have the basketball right back.
Good call by the officiating crew. No question that Marakovich, in trying to recover the loose ball after he got double-teamed into the front court, reached over and accidentally touched the sideline while in possession.
Bucher, Gilbertson down in the corner to Edwards. Back to Gilbertson. Bucher into Hall. Now back out there, just rotating around. Good in the corner. Hall inside. Goes inside. Mattis gets a block from behind. Shot by Good. No good. Gets his own rebound. That's no good. And now we're going to have a rebounding foul as Hall was inside to get the rebound.
Hall is the guy who has really come on for this Trinity team. And with the foul going against Ryan Hughes on the inside, Trinity, that's one of the things that they want to do immediately is use the strength inside of Marcus Hall and try to take it right to the interior of Middletown. Notice they're pulling Good outside and allowing Hall to work inside. Gets to the line on the first foul of the game.
Not a good free throw shooter, 47% on the year, but he's about on par with his average there as he makes the second after missing the first. So 3-0, Trinity with the lead. Marakovich in the backcourt. Gets a pass, it's deflected and stolen away. Gilbertson going to the rack, up and good. And it is 5-0 Shamrocks right out of the gate here a minute into the game.
And Middletown has not even gotten the ball really into the front court yet.
And they're going to have a foul as Plummer got it at midcourt. And Bucher just in a bad position. But They did give it to Buford, right?
I thought he did.
Yeah.
It should have been.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he had a one-up. That wouldn't have been him. But Raiders in the front court now. And it's going to be Mattis on the right wing. It's Leach, foul line. He'll put the jumper up. That's it's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Edwards. Here come the Shamrocks again. It's Gilbertson across the midcourt stripe. Euchre back to Gilbertson. Gilbertson between the circles heading to the left.
Matchup 3-2 zone for Middletown to start off.
Euchre tries to pass it down low to Hall. Pass tip out of bounds. I think it was Leach who got a hand on it, either him or Hughes. The Shamrocks inbound underneath the Middletown bucket. Gets into Buker. Goes inside and ball's tipped and stripped away by Marakovich. Up court, Plummer to the bucket, and he tries to dunk it, but he misses the shot. Now it's loose on the floor as Trinity came away with a rebound. Up court to Gilbertson. Foul line over left side. Buker tries the three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be knocked out by Hall. Middletown will have possession.
Good hustle from Mattis, but on the offensive end, when you're on the road, you don't need the thunderous dunk. You need to get points. And Chris Plummer, who had such a sensational game against Spring Grove on Wednesday night, makes a mistake, getting caught halfway up and changing his mind on the dunk.
Marakovich driving to the bucket, hits Hughes in the paint, up and good. Middletown on the board is 5-2 Shamrock.
Very aware of the shot blocker, Good, who was sneaking over from the backside. High arcing shot finds its mark.
Down the corner, gets to Edwards. Now it's Buker, across to Gilbertson. Gilbertson looking inside for Good, and it was knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Middletown basketball.
It's the right call because Good was trying to get position, and what Trinity is able to do, because he's 6'11", they're able to just throw the ball up high and allow him to go get it. Not a great offensive player yet. Great defensive player. Offensively, still limited.
Middletown up court. It's going to be Hughes to the bucket. No good. Rebound. He tried to get it up and under. Good, but Trinity the rebound. Here comes Buker to the bucket. No good. Good putback attempt. That's no good. Rebound tipped out long, and Gilbertson is going to come flying down the lane, and a lot of contact. They're going to talk about this. Two Middletown players hit the floor.
It should be Mattis getting the foul.
Yep, that is correct.
He's the guy who came in and attempted to reject the shot. And even though he probably took the worst of that, he ends up picking up the personal.
Our shot is up and good by Gilbertson. Tyre Mills checks in for the first time.
You also have Mattis, who, when he landed, came down on his right elbow a little bit. This now makes Middletown a lot smaller out there, trading 6'7 for 5'9.
Second shot from Gilbertson, also good. 7-2, Shamrocks. 1-2-2 trap as they'll get it up court. And Hughes trying to spin away from the pressure. Lost the ball out of bounds. Trinity gets another turnover here.
This is a place where Middletown really has to improve. And that is against man-to-man pressure or zone pressure. They really have to do a better job of staying composed in breaking the pressure and not getting wild with the dribble.
Gilbertson to Hall, over to Buker. Back out to Gilbertson, Hall, right side. Gilbertson at center circle. 4:45 to go in the opening quarter. 7-2 Shamrocks with the lead here over Middletown. Over to the left side. Buker, Hall, pulls the trigger from downtown. That short. Rebound is by Tyre Mills. He'll push it up the court. Tries to get to Hughes. Tries to save it from going out, but cannot do so. That is another Middletown turnover.
And that's the issue right now, Steve. With the lead being built by Trinity up to just 7-2. It's not much right now, but Middletown already trying to press, trying to force the tempo. They got to let the game come to them.
Ball gets the Hall, low block. He kicks it back out. Buker. Now Gilbertson around the right side. Right corner is Edwards. Back to Gilbertson. Looking into good. Hall, lane, jumper, good. First field goal by Hall. He's got 3 points. It's now 9-2 Trinity.
Double digits for him their last three contests, so his offensive game has really come on.
Now Marakovich mishandles a pass from Leach, just going across court in the backcourt, and a timeout taken by Chris Sattel.
Yeah, a 30-second timeout, and a very necessary one, because right now Middletown against the press is not focusing the way that they need to, and that's just a microcosm of it right there. When you take on a press, especially if it's a zone press, you have to do and move the ball quickly. And it's something that they're not doing right now. And Coach Sattel, I know you're looking right now. He seems rather fired up.
Yeah, he just lit the team up. We are standing on the what would be the home side, which is where the teams are. And, yeah, pretty much everybody on this side heard exactly what he said.
But how they're trying to break the press right now is slow. It's lethargic. And there's not much effort to it right now. They're just sort of allowing Trinity to set up their defense.
There's Leach almost knocking the ball away. Now Mills will knock it down off of Bucher, out of bounds, and it will be Middletown basketball.
I tell you what, did the talk work? Because all of a sudden you got Tyre Mills and Trey Leach flying after the basketball up front and forcing the turnover.
Bounce pass Hughes on the right side. Over to Plummer, the elbow on the right. Back over to the left side to Leach. Bounce pass underneath Marakovich. Back out to Leach. He'll drive inside. Goes through the traffic. Up and good.
No fear whatsoever for a guy who's 5'10", taking it right into the middle of a very tall team on the interior.
9-4. Shamrock's lead is 5 points. Top of the key. Now it's good at the foul line. Back out. Bucher. He'll launch the three. Too strong. Rebound. Plummer there for the Raiders. He'll get it up court. Leach. Leach on the right wing, Hughes right corner, three. That's well short, but Mills there for the rebound, but didn't have anybody to throw the ball back into, and it's going to be picked off by the Shamrocks. Here comes Edwards to the bucket, too strong. Rebound, Rockovich had his hands on it, but Gilbertson corrals it, tries the shot. That's no good. Hughes gets bumped to the ground. Now Leach strips it away from Hall, and here come the Raiders. Leach going to the bucket, around, good, up and in with the finger roll.
Took it right at the big man who was trying to just post and stay stationary inside and never went after the shot block.
Edwards, the good high elbow, and Leach is going to get caught jumping up and over the big man.
And those are the type of fouls, though, that Trey Leach can't afford to make. They need to earn all of the fouls in this game. And you can't reach in from the backside trying to knock the ball away from good out of nowhere.
The bounce pass goes to Timmy Edwards, and he puts it right up and in. 11-6, Trinity by 5. Mills, double-team in the backcourt, cross-court pass, Marakovich. They get it down to Hughes along the sideline. He'll drive, baseline, up and good.
Great recognition from Hughes. Good came out to try to play him on the press, and as soon as he did that, it allowed the baseline to be wide open.
Into the corner, Edwards tries the three, and that is good. Timmy Edwards with 7. It is 14-8, Shamrock.
Credit good with a tremendous touch pass to set it up.
Plummer, his shot was blocked. Trinity with the rebound. It's Gilbertson. Scarpelli, foul line down low to Hall. Puts it up and in. And it's 16-8, and is that another timeout for Middletown?
And Coach Sattel wants to call a timeout. And he's giving the official an earful as well because of the no call, I'm sure, back to Hughes, where he absolutely got dropped to the ground. That one was a bad miss.
Yeah.
By the officials. But it's Trinity right now. The Blue Raiders want to get this game up tempo. The thing is, Trinity loves to play up tempo too. And what they did the last time down the floor was just a thing of beauty, where they had the ball out on the wing. The quick pass to the inside against the zone, as soon as the ball gets inside to good at 6'11", they want to collapse around him. So what does that mean? If he is able to make a touch pass like he did right back to an open man in the corner, you've got a wide open jumper. That's why this team is so effective. They have presence in the interior. It may not be great scoring presence right now, but it's presence on the interior. And that makes it very difficult for teams not to honor him. And that allows open shots for some marksmen like Edwards and Gilbertson especially.
Raiders of the basketball out of the timeout. Trinity staying in that 1-2-2 trap here. As a cross-court pass to Leach. Leach is trapped. Now goes over to Mills on the right side. Threads to Mattis underneath. Plummer, too strong off the glass. Gets his own rebound. Fading to the floor. Puts it up and in.
Yeah, his offensive game has really improved. You've seen Chris Plummer make great strides for this Middletown team.
Scarpelli with a low pass, but now it gets to the baseline to Edwards. The jumper is good.
It's too easy, Steve. And the reason it's easy is because Trinity is moving the ball quickly and Middletown is getting undisciplined with how they're chasing the basketball.
Raiders just having trouble getting it up court again. They'll finally cross the timeline with a pass to Leach. Now it's Hughes over on the left side. Hughes, couple dribbles, will dribble back. Now approaches the top. Leach will drive between two players, gets it blocked, gets his own rebound, and he will fight his way to the free throw line as Gilbertson has the who me hands underneath.
And he also has the personal foul, which will be his first. He's a guy that Leach thinks that he can take advantage. You can look in at how Leach, when he gets the basketball and he sees Gilbertson matched up against him one-on-one, he knows that Gilbertson, great offensive player, not known as much for his defense. So that means Leach, when he gets the basketball, wants to take the ball strong right at Gilbertson. Missed the first opportunity, but got the offensive stick-back opportunity because of a poor box out, and then gets to the line.
First shot was no good. Second shot is no good as well. Rebound by Trinity. Up court, Scarpelli on the right wing. He'll pull the trigger from 17. That's no good. Rebound, Hall gets a hand on it, but Plummer comes away with it for Middletown. Plummer will bring it up himself. Crosses midcourt, top of the key. Over to Leach on the right side. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Middletown trails by 8 here early on. Mattis, top of the key, hands it off to Mills. 30 seconds play in the quarter. Plummer, Hughes. Middletown looks like they're going to hold, try to hold for one here.
This is smart, and it's exactly what you want to do. And the other thing you want to do, let's see if Mattis stays outside to try to get good to chase him and keeps the opening inside the lane when they go to the offensive side.
Hughes, 10 seconds, goes to Mills, works it to the top of the key, and we've got something away from the ball against Middletown.
Plummer, illegal screen, rolling to the basket, was moving as he said it.
That leaves 6.6 seconds left on the clock as Matt Long will come in for the first time for Trinity. He'll inbound the ball here in the backcourt.
Must deny your shooters here.
Scarpelli brings it down, hands it off. Gilbertson, long three, banks it off the glass.
Did not deny him at all there, Steve. Tyre Mills let him come up the floor and lost him immediately. Gilbertson banks it. It's a bad first quarter for Middletown.
And we'll take timeout. Our score after one. It's Trinity 21, Middletown 10. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Start of the second quarter, Middletown trails Trinity 21-10. Raiders will start the second quarter with the basketball. It's going to be Leach top of the key. Hughes over on the right side. Cross to Marakovich. Plummer, elbow, jumper on the way. Too strong. Rebound comes long. Mills comes down with it for the Raiders. Mills will set the offense. Now fake the drive. Come back over to Marakovich. Elbow, jumper from there. That's too strong. Rebound is by Good. He'll get it up court to Gilbertson. Here come the Shamrocks. Gilbertson stops, pops, no good from three. Rebound by Marakovich. He brings it down. 2-on-1 if they hurry, but now Good's back. Marakovich gets Good in the air, but it doesn't matter. He blocks the shot anyway. Hughes to Plummer underneath, puts it up. Good again with the block. Rebound Trinity. Here comes Gilbertson. 1-on-1 with Mills. Puts it up over him and banks it off the glass. And Good. Gilbertson with 9. It is 23-10 Shamrocks. Down low, Leach tries the shot. That's no good. Rebound, Trinity again. Up court, it gets too long. Back to Gilbertson at the top of the key. Over for a three-pointer. That is no good from Edwards. Mills with the rebound or the position on the rebound and gets fouled.
Matt Long will pick up the personal foul. You see what a shot eraser like Good will do. Averages about 6.5 blocks per game. That's to go along with around 8 points and double-digit boards per game. But this guy on the inside, Sean Good, two different times, Middletown getting close to the basket. They're aware of him. It's affecting their shots mentally. And the last time, he affected two of them physically.
There's a bad pass, tipped and stolen away. Here's Gilbertson, but he missed the layup. Rebound by Marakovich for Middletown.
Leach got a piece of him on the way by. Gilbertson was upset about it.
Hughes tried to pass, didn't get through, but he got it back. Tried the shot, no good. Rebound, and there's going to be a foul against Middletown on the board. It's Good, had his hands on it.
Should be Mills. And that means Mattis will come in place of him because Middletown really hurting on the boards. And also because Hughes is going to check out, getting a quick breather. Blue Raiders have to find some open shots, and they have to knock down those shots. It seems easy enough, but right now they have to show themselves as a threat on the perimeter.
Gilbertson, right wing. Good, top of the key. Over to Bucher, works off the screen, goes down, heads down the lane, but it's lost momentarily. But Gilbertson able to pick it back up. Nobody in front of him. He'll just go right in and lay it in.
Yeah, he walked on his way to the basket because he never set a pivot foot, put 2 feet down, and then took another step when no one came to him and never put the basketball on the floor.
25-10, Trinity by 15. Mills tries to thread it down low to Marakovich, but Gilbertson got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds.
Trinity is a team that thrives on the man-to-man defense. And right now, Middletown having a difficult time setting hard screens to get open.
The bounce pass gets to Plummer, puts it up, and Good. He got it through the arms of Good that time.
And went strong and did not worry about the shot blocker in front of him.
Gilbertson along the sideline, and he must have dribbled it on the sideline or stepped out.
Mills had slid over and didn't give him much room. And Gilbertson tried to force his way through, knowing if he could squeeze through there, he had an open lane to the basket.
Marakovich cross midcourt, top of the key. Is over to Mattis. Now Leach will try to get it to Hughes, cutting through the lane. He gets it, tries the three. It is good from the left wing. Ryan Hughes with his first three of the game. He's got seven. It's 25-15. Shamrocks. Cross court, Long will try the three. That's no good. Rebound and reverse layup by Jack Bucher is good.
Bucher is a guy who, hey, he just picks up some of the garbage on the inside. Good cut baseline when he saw that shot go up and gets the open ricochet.
Mills tries to fire a pass underneath the Mattis, but mishandled, and Good knocks it out of bounds. Plummer checks back in for Middletown. Mattis will check out.
Now, right now, Middletown basically rotating six guys. Trinity has gone about seven deep thus far.
Bounce pass goes to Plummer. He'll try the three off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Only Gilbertson there on the backside for the Shamrocks. He'll bring it down into the paint. Stops. Pops. No good. Rebound. Hall gets it underneath. His shot will be blocked. And it's Hughes bringing it up court. Passes it to Mills. He gets caught underneath but is able to keep enough of himself in front of the backboard to lay it up and in.
Great body control. His first bucket, did not even score in that Spring Grove game. So he's on the scoreboard for the first time in a while.
Gilbertson, Hall. Gilbertson, right wing, trying to get around Mills. Hits a cutting long to the bucket, up and good.
You have to be able to trust defensively your teammates. And that time, Middletown did not do a good job of defending off the ball.
Leach, Marakovich, pass to Plummer. He'll put it up. Good will erase that shot. And it goes into the corner, rebounded by Long. Up court, Hall going to the bucket, finger roll, up and good.
Now he's got seven, Gilbertson's got 11, Edwards has nine. All of the scores for Trinity putting up some numbers in the first half.
Marakovich, left elbow. Right elbow is Leach. He'll put it up, no good. Rebound tipped up and in by Plummer. That was the kind of attempt that he had at the very last second of that game on Wednesday night. This time he got it to go, and an inbounding foul going to be called against Mills.
And back here the other way, while the foul is being called against Mills, Good trying to get loose on Plummer, ends up bumping Plummer to the ground right in front of the Middletown bench. Coach Sattel, no question, he feels better physically than he has. I don't know that how this game's going so far is making him feel so good. As Middletown down by 12.
Into the front court. It'll be Scarpelli. Over to Long. Now down in the corner. Mooker for three. That's no good. Rebound. Hall and Plummer both have their hands on it. Jump ball. It should be Trinity basketball.
Very spirited game. And one thing we've seen, especially over the last few years, it's come back. And that is a lot of the fire in this rivalry between these two teams.
Inbound pass. Open shot was no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. I thought it went off of Mills' foot, but they're going to give it to Middletown.
They pointed to the foot of Edwards instead.
Yep. That must be what it was. The official was right there.
They both had their feet in about the same location.
Hughes, cross-court pass, gets it for three. That's short, and he is going to be knocked to the floor, though, and get fouled. Are they going to call it during the act of shooting or
no.
After it?
They're going to say that it was after he came back down to the floor. So it is a non-shooting foul and the second against Matt Long.
Gilbertson set to check back in.
And actually, here's the problem. He just called the foul against somebody who was nowhere near the play. So they actually end up calling that on Scarpelli. The official lost track of who it was. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to matter.
Plummer, right corner, stops on the right wing. Entry pass, gets into Hughes, and he is going to be fouled by Hall.
And the sarcastic applause from the Middletown side. A lot of bodying going on inside for both these teams. And Hall and Hughes especially have been ones who have been very physical on both ends of the floor so far.
Rakovic, it's Hughes in the lane, has to come back out to the wing. Mills, top of the key, open for three. He'll take it. He banks it off the glass and good.
And if Gilbertson can do it, Tyer can do it also. And it cuts it down to a 9-point advantage for Trinity.
31-22 in favor of the Shamrocks. Hall, top of the key. Gilbertson on the right wing. Pressured by Mills, will pass it over. You get it to Booker over on the left side. It's the foul line. Now it's Gilbertson right wing. Off a screen. Mills now picks up the pressure back in the front court. Gilbertson spins around, heads down the lane. No good. Rebound is loose underneath. Mills tried to get his hands on it. It's still loose. Paul finally picks it up. Quick pass down low to Gilbertson, and he gets fouled.
And that's just the ball rolling in the right place at the right time for Trinity. Middletown had a couple times that they could have come away with it, but it always seemed to take that wrong carom towards a player in the home jerseys.
Seemed just like the game down at Spring Grove on Wednesday in the first half.
All I'm going to say is this. Middletown's probably fortunate right now. This is only a 9-point game before these foul shots. Gilbertson has gotten a lot of really good looks and has not knocked a lot of them down. That time he took Tyer Mills to school. Little spin stutter move, took him baseline and had a wide open opportunity and forced the shot when he saw somebody helping from the backside. He's got to be more composed in trying to finish.
First shot at the line was good. Second one also good. 11-point lead for the Shamrocks, 33-22. Hughes in the backcourt for the Raiders. 2 minutes to play here in the first half, 33-22. In favor of the Shamrocks. Plummer gets it on the baseline, puts it up, and good. Plummer with 8 points for Middletown, back to a 9-point game.
I love the progression in his game, too. He just seems to be much more intense on the offensive side.
Good. Down low, and Edwards, nobody was on him, going right down the paint. And Edwards in double digits, back to an 11-point lead for Trinity.
That's where Plummer lost him and trying to overplay out front, never got back, and recovered defensively.
Plummer, cross court. Hughes on the left side. Mills on the right side. Rakovic, elbow. Can't get any room there. He'll go over to Mattis. Back to Hughes. Fakes the shot. Now steps to the elbow. Jumper is no good, but he is going to be fouled from behind by Hall as Hughes went around Hall. He got him in the air and then went to the elbow, and Hall on the recovery commits the foul.
There's a couple of matchups both ways right now that key players for each team think that they can take at it. Hughes against Hall is one of them, Steve. Ryan Hughes, thinks that he can take Marcus Hall to the basket and use his wiliness as a playmaker, as a shot taker, to get him off balance, and has done so in a few different opportunities in the first half.
Missed the first free throw, but he makes the second one. 45-25, 10-point lead for Trinity. Going to be long, double team, gets it to Gilbertson, top of the key, steps inside the arc, long two-point shot is good.
Yeah, he's still looking for a foul on that one. He's missed a bunch of shots in this first half, and he still has 15. Middletown is not denying him the basketball near enough.
Marakovic, right wing. He'll come back out center circle. Has he even attempted a shot, Marakovic?
I don't think he has.
Plummer, he'll try the three. That's no good. Rebound, though, comes back out to Mills. He'll hit Plummer going down a lane, puts it up and in.
Oh, what control with Good coming up to erase it.
Quickly up the floor, Edwards runs into a defender. Now Scarpelli, he'll fake the pass, tries the three. It's good.
And when you get those guys hitting shots, that's when Middletown, you have to pick your poison. I'd rather have Scarpelli shooting than Gilbertson.
Hughes cross midcourt, 8 seconds left in the half. Trinity by 13. Hughes down to the baseline. He'll try the jumper. No good. Rebound, good. Up court, Scarpelli. And here's a three at the buzzer by Edwards, and that is no good. We'll catch our breath here at halftime. Our score at the break, it is Trinity 40. Middletown 27. Back with a halftime show after this here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Welcome back, Trinity High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here at halftime, where Trinity leads Middletown by a score of 40-27, and that was a tough first half for Middletown, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, no question. This is not a team that they match up very well with. A couple of your issues. On the defensive end, Middletown in that first half tried to come out and start off in a 3-2 matchup zone. And it wasn't working great, but part of the reason was they were so concerned about Sean Good on the inside and trying to stop him from scoring that they aren't recognizing he's not looking to score. He's looking to try to create and clean up rebounds on the inside and give other people opportunities. So it's leaving opportunities for Gilbertson. It's leaving opportunities for Edwards, and they're getting open looks from the outside out of that formation, especially when Trinity moves the ball quickly against that zone. And they did that a few times, and even when they weren't knocking the shots down, they were getting open looks. So then Middletown switched to more of a man-to-man thing. There is nobody on the Middletown team right now who can hang with Austin Gilbertson man-to-man. And Tyre Mills is about as good a defender as Middletown has, and there were several times in that first half where Gilbertson just blew right by him and took it baseline. And when you're going to play man-to-man, what Trinity will do is recognize that Gilbertson has excellent ball skills, so they'll clear out for him on one side. And now if Mills gets beat baseline, there's nobody who's going to be quick enough to get over there and cut Gilbertson off before he scores. What happens? 15 points in the first half for Austin Gilbertson. So on that end of the floor, it's a struggle for Middletown. On the offensive end of the floor, the very beginning of this game set a bad tone. Middletown came out. They turned the ball over against the press. We're not moving the ball with the sort of intensity, with the quickness that you need to against the zone press. Did a better job as the half went on. But on the offensive end of the floor, Chris Plummer has played some spirited minutes looking for his shot. Trey Leach early was taking the ball strong to the hole. And you know Ryan Hughes is going to get his. But they've had no chance to get an opportunity for open looks for Luke Marakovich. No matter who they've had at that other spot, they have not been able to make much of an impact scoring-wise. And the other thing that really Middletown keys on the offensive side of the ball, they haven't been able to get out on the fast break. And when you don't get those easy buckets, now you have to become more of a half-team, a half-court team. And quite honestly right now, this Middletown team is not a good enough half-court offensive team to be able to hang in a game with a team at the level of Trinity. We knew that coming in. This first half has not done anything to change our opinion of either one of these teams, I think. We knew Trinity was an outstanding basketball team coming in, and we know this Middletown team is a very good basketball team with the kind of deficiencies that if Trinity plays well and Middletown plays well, Trinity still is going to have that advantage.
And again, Trinity is a 3A team, Middletown a 4A team, and this is one of the more highly regarded teams in AAA. I know I saw at least in Max Preps, which they have rankings. Who knows what they are? But they were ranked ninth, and that's in all classes.
Sure.
So this is a very strong team.
There's one problem for Trinity, and that's the fact that on the eastern side, Newman Goretti is a team that's standing in everybody's way on that AAA side of the bracket. So, but I'm not going to say that this team can't take it right to Newman Goretti, because the one thing Larry Kostolac teams have never done is back down against anybody.
Oh, no.
And that's why they came in here in the offseason, and who do they bring in? They didn't just bring in anybody. They were bringing in, on their non-conference schedule, District 12 teams. Teams that play the same style as the teams that they're going to see in the state playoffs. They brought those in specifically because they know this is a team that can make a run.
All right, we're going to take time out. When we come back, we will have the first half statistics and the start of the second half of play. Again, our score at halftime here, it is Trinity 40, Middletown 27. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Blue and Gold Club will hold its annual dinner dance Saturday, January 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at the American Legion. There will be food, a cash bar, a DJ, basket raffles, 50-50, tickets are available by calling the Middletown Athletic Office at 948-3333. Proceeds benefit the Blue and Gold Club, helping Middletown Athletics. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back, Trinity High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here at halftime, where Trinity leads Middletown 42-27. Brian, you have the halftime statistics.
We'll start with Trinity, 15 points for Austin Gilbertson at the half, 11 for Timmy Edwards. It was 7 for Marcus Hall, 3 for Mike Scarpelli, 2 each for Matt Long and Jack Bucher. In for Middletown, 10 points to lead the way for Chris Plummer, 8 for Ryan Hughes, 5 for Tyre Mills, 4 for Trey Leach. All told, it's a 40-27 advantage for Trinity after one half of play. For Middletown, the adjustments you have to make are very, very simple, I think. In the second half, you have to play a perfect half of basketball on the road, and that's a tough thing for anyone to ask. But they have to be able to knock down outside shots, and that means create shots, set some hard screens, and allow against this man-to-man defense some guys to get open and hope some things go in.
Raiders will start half number two with the basketball as Marakovic will get it inbounds to Leach. Again, Middletown trailing by 13 here to start the third quarter. It's Marakovic, cross-court pass to Hughes, looking underneath Plummer, low block. He has good in front of him, looking for a cutter. There's Leach going down, lane up and good, and he's fouled.
Bucher was late, recognizing Leach making the cut to the basket. Good patience from Plummer, who when he posted up down low, was outside the lane, wasn't going to get called for 3 seconds, and waited for Leach patiently to make his move.
Leach to the line to shoot one here, trying to convert the three-point play. On the way, it is no good. Plummer gets the rebound, puts it high off the glass, and he gets fouled.
And that's a quick third foul against Marcus Hall, the first guy so to have that many in the game. Poor box out from Trinity. Plummer sneaks in on the side and is able to rebound the miss.
Now Chris Plummer to the line to shoot two for the Raiders. First one on the way, and that was not even close.
And Middletown so far in this game, 1-for-6 from the line. That is not going to get it done.
Second shot from Plummer.
Plummer's 20-70 scored against Spring Grove. So uncharacteristic. 14 points more than his previous career high.
Second shot also no good. Rebound by Trinity. So 4 misses at the line for the Raiders in the first 15 seconds of the third quarter. Scarpelli goes top of the key. Gilbertson over to Good. Bucher, right wing. Bounce pass, Gilbertson, and there's going to be a reach on Tyre Mills, who tried to reach across the body there and get it, and he's going to pick up the third foul.
And Kyle Truesdale is going to see his first action of the basketball game. Truesdale, a guy that usually sees a decent amount of time, did not see a single second in first half.
There's Good with the one-handed shot in the lane. No good. Rebound by Middletown. There goes Hughes. The floater down the lane. No good. Rebound by Edwards. Edwards will bring it down for the Rocks. Cross midcourt. Over to Bucher. Bucher with the dribble. Hands it off. Scarpelli out near midcourt. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. 40-29. Trinity leads by 11. Gilbertson. On the right side, he'll go down the lane. Nice dish down low to Edwards, who is all alone for the easy bucket.
That's a lot to ask Truesdale to come in fresh off the bench and immediately have to pick up the man-to-man against Gilbertson.
42-29, 13-point lead. Marakovic open for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, good. 3-on-1 the other way. Gilbertson dishes, and there is the alley-oop attempt for Edwards, but he cannot convert. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Trinity.
And there is nothing that will frustrate Coach Kostolak more than a missed dunk. Both Coach Kostolaks. You've got Coach Kostolak, who actually is the head coach on this side, and the best costume I've ever seen from a student section on the other side, as Sean Scott, and we got the guy's name, is playing Coach Kostolak on the other side and doing a fantastic job of it.
Yes, his mannerisms down pretty well. Here goes Truesdale to the bucket, and he's going to be hammered. So now it's going to be Kyle Truesdale to the line.
I'm loving the towel on the shoulder of both.
Booker gets the foul. It's third. And Truesdale to the line, shooting two. He is 50% at the stripe on the season in varsity games, at least. First one is good.
Something for Middletown to cheer about. Foul shot.
Made foul shot.
Booker out because of that foul. They bring Long back in.
Second shot from Truesdale. That is no good. Rebound is going to be by Edwards. They'll get up court. Good. Over too long. Trying to get it into good. It's tipped and stolen away. Hughes with it. Stops the dribble. Front court. Marakovic down in the corner. Truesdale will pull the trigger from three. No good. Rebound. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Must have been a push against Plummer.
Yeah, Plummer grabbing a hold of Scarpelli, trying to get just a little bit of room. You know what? And there might be some people who look at that shot from Truesdale and go, he's not necessarily the guy you want shooting that. I like the fact that he's willing to come in the game and take a shot like that. It's an open look. You got to be able to knock those down if you're going to be out there.
Scarpelli around to the right. Now wheels back to the top of the key. Gets it to Good. He'll find some space and just dribble it right to the bucket. First points of the game for the big guy for Trinity. He's 44-30.
Very unselfish player. And I think one of the things they talked to him at halftime about was looking more for his offense.
Hughes going down the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Trinity. Here comes Gilbertson. Fires a pass and it goes to nobody and it's out of bounds. It'll be Middletown ball.
And this is what you get sometimes with Austin Gilbertson. You know, he's looking around to have the referee bail him out and say there's a tip somewhere, but sometimes when he really gets going with it, he tries to push a little bit too much. Gets out of control with it. And that's the thing he's got to rein in.
Plummer, Truesdale, three-point attempt. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound is by Plummer. He'll go right towards the big guy, and he'll draw the foul.
Now, the fact that Chris Plummer continues to elevate his offensive game and just show us a little bit more each game. I mean, as a junior, just so excited about where he can continue to grow and where he can continue to go with his game for the rest of the season and next.
Well, another missed free throw, though. 0-for-3 at the stripe for Plummer.
Do you think they're going to be shooting some foul shots in practice tomorrow if they come in?
That's one of the first things Coach Sattel told me about Wednesday's game. He mentioned what they were at the free throw line. He gets the soft bounce off the back of the iron for that one, and it's good. 44-31, and a quick inbounding foul on Middletown on Truesdale.
Now, here's the thing, though. You know, they make those shots from the line, Steve. This is a five-point game.
Yep.
There's eight misses already from Middletown.
And now pass goes Scarpelli. Here comes Long now running down the lane. He'll put it up over Truesdale, but it's way strong in Middletown. The rebound, Marakovic bringing it down. Top of the key, elbow, jumper, got it. Luke Marakovic's first points of the game is 44-33. The lead is 11.
The mid-range jumper is exactly where Middletown wants to find a very comfortable team with that range, and Marakovic stopping just in time to hit it.
Long cross midcourt, top of the key. Good is there. Down low, it gets to Edwards, and he got behind everybody for an easy basket.
He got a little bump from behind, too, as he made the shot. Coach Kostolak looking for the foul.
The other way, no good by Leach. Rebound good. Up court, Edwards going down, and he kicked it out of bounds. Just couldn't corral it. Middletown will have it with 4:09 left to play in the third quarter. Trinity leading 46-33.
Better stuff, though, from Middletown here. Better stuff. They're more composed on the offensive end. And the other thing on the defensive end, they're recovering well when Trinity's trying to leak out.
Hughes, top of the key, goes back out to Plummer in the front court. Plummer dribbles to the top, goes over to Truesdale, back out to Leach. Leads back into the front court, looking to drive against Edwards. Gets around him to the bucket and good.
I think it's a great move to play a little four corners and each guy try to spread them out.
Now comes Long, left wing. Top of the key is Edwards. Scarpelli on the right side. Scarpelli one dribble. Comes out to good between the circles. Looking down for Edwards. Spins, puts it up, and bounces around. No good. Rebound by Hughes. Hughes will slow things down now and walk it down. Cross is midcourt. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Hughes down to the high post, and he walked with it, but he gets away with a kickball against Trinity.
It's going to be interesting to see what Trinity decides to do here, Steve. This is a team that wants to go straight man-to-man the entire contest. But Middletown is doing a great job in this four corners of finding the defensive mismatch and attempting to go at it man-to-man with a dribble.
Leach gets the inbounds pass, top of the key. Looking to drive against Edwards, spins, in trouble, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Truesdale, and good, fight for it, and good comes away with it, saves it from going out of bounds. And now Hughes is going to be called for a foul. Had a little push from Gilbertson, but it's going to be Hughes who picks up the personal.
And Ryan sort of snuck in there and got a bump to him on the way up. And, yeah, Gilbertson leaned into it, but you're never going to have that one be an offensive foul.
Mounts pass gets to Edwards, left wing. He'll dribble. Under three to go now in the third. Trinity by 11. Gilbertson gets around Truesdale. Spin move to the bucket. It's good. 48-35. Here comes Plummer the other way to the bucket. That's no good. Good cannot contain the rebound, though. It goes out of bounds.
It's a tremendous move by Gilbertson, but it's great team recognition from Trinity where Gilbertson has his dribble available. He's using the dribble, working one-on-one against Truesdale. So everybody clears out. No help defense available. He makes the move. He gets around Truesdale, and it's an easy layup.
Trinity by 13. Here is Hughes, top of the key. He'll go down the lane, forces it up and in. Off the glass. Hughes in double digits for Middletown. It's 48-37. Trinity. Gilbertson, backcourt, crosses the timeline. Over to Long. Long to the top of the key. Scarpelli in the left corner. Scarpelli dribbles it out to the wing. Now top of the key. Mills is harassing him, trying to create a steal. Now there's a bad pass, and it's going to be tipped, but Scarpelli comes down with it, kicks it over to Edwards. He almost mishandled it. Edwards spins in, gets it to the bucket, up and good.
Just such a smooth inside game for Timmy Edwards when he gets the opportunity to take it to the hole.
50-37. Shamrocks by 13. Hughes, top of the key. He'll drive down the lane, puts it up, hangs on the front of the rim, but falls no good. And Good gets the rebound for Trinity, and he'll give it to Gilbertson. Minute 35 to go in the third. Here's a three-pointer by Gilbertson. That is well short, safe from going about, or not safe from going out of bounds, as Edwards, he said, step on the end line. And Middletown will inbound.
Leach comes back in and plays to Truesdale. That's a good job by Truesdale, too. Yeah, there were a couple times he got beat going to the basket, but his job was to try to keep Gilbertson from blowing this game open, and he did such. Middletown just hasn't been able to make any inroads. It's the same deficit they faced at halftime.
Hughes, Plummer, 1:20 to go, third quarter. Raiders trail by 13. Mills in the right corner, finds some room, goes up and under. No good with the shot. Rebound by Good. And he'll hand it off to Anthony DeFrank. DeFrank across midcourt. Goes over to the right side. Screen from Good. Edwards at the top. Goes, floats it underneath to Good. And Mills strips it, but they're going to say he stepped on the end line.
That's what you got to do. Hey, that's a good job by Mills of help defense as Hughes has his hands full trying to keep up with Good down low on the play, and Mills comes underneath and sneaks in there and is able to strip it.
Edwards, long two-point jumper. That's too strong. Rebound is by Mills for Middletown. He'll bring it down the floor, tosses it over to Plummer. Finger roll to the bucket. It rolls back out. It almost came to a complete stop, and it rolled back out. There's DeFrank for three. No good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to be Plummer who knocks it out with 35 seconds to go in the third, and Trinity Still that 13-point lead here, 50-37.
But Middletown's getting the shots that I think in the rematch over Middletown in the second half of this season, they're going to be able to employ this sort of a philosophy.
Edwards, baseline, jumper, it's good. Timmy Edwards is doing the damage tonight for Trinity, 52-37. Raiders down by 15 with 20 seconds to go here in the third. Plummer in the front court. Over to Mills. 12 seconds. Leach still in the front court here with 8 seconds. Now I'll give it to Marakovic, center circle. Plummer on the wing. Steps over down the lane. Puts it up and good with 1 second left. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. So we will take timeout. Our score after three quarters of play, it is Trinity 52, Middletown 39. Back with the fourth quarter after this here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
One quarter of basketball yet to be played here at Trinity High School tonight. And right now the home team is ahead by 13 as Trinity leads Middletown 52-39. It'll be the Shamrocks who get the basketball here to start the fourth.
Reminder that our next Middletown broadcast will be on Tuesday as Middletown boys will be home against West Perry. We'll have wrestling the next night as Middletown wrestling takes the stage on next Wednesday, the 11th. We've got LVC basketball tomorrow, 1 and 3 o'clock, the doubleheaders, LVC against Albright.
A travel caught against Edwards, and Middletown will get the basketball here. Just into the fourth quarter. Raiders trail by 13. That's the deficit that it was at halftime as well. Leach, top of the key. It's over to Plummer on the left side. Plummer comes back, top key, Marakovic, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. This is going to be Matt Long picking up the personal, pushing around with Ryan Hughes.
And got the elbow up a little too high, trying to fight for position.
Bounce pass gets to Hughes, over to Mills, and she passes into Marakovic, too far in front of him and out of bounds.
Those are the unforced errors that Middletown cannot afford if they're going to come back in this fourth quarter play.
Absolutely not.
You got to break this into two-minute quarters at a time. Try to get a little closer within the first 2 minutes, a little closer within the next 2 minutes, and see where you are at that point.
Scarpelli off the screen tries to dish it down low to Edwards, but Leach does a nice job of knocking that one out of bounds.
That's great vision and recognition from Leach off the play of seeing where the play is going and where he can recover to help.
The bounce pass gets to Edwards. Back to Scarpelli on the left side. Stops the dribble on the wing. Tries to hand it off, and it's loose, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Trinity. Trying to hand it off to Gilbertson, and I think Mills got a hand in there. And
They said it touched Gilbertson's foot last as it ricocheted back out of play.
So Leach will take it down the left side. He has a left corner looking for an entry pass to Hughes. It comes back out to Leach. And Leach will try it. No good. Edwards knocks that one out, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Trinity.
Edwards at 6'4", and with Good at 6'10", Edwards becomes a taller 6'4" when he's out there.
And now pass goes to Plummer. His shot is going to be held up by Good. They call it a jump ball. And Marcus Hall checks back in. He hasn't been in for a while.
To the bench's credit, they haven't needed him. And when he picked up that early third personal foul, now he's refreshing, and
he's going to pick up his fourth foul without a second coming off the clock.
He grabbed a hold of Hughes, trying to work off of a plumber screen.
And goes right back out.
Thanks for coming in. Go sit down.
He was in officially for 0 seconds. Mills to inbound. Gets it into Hughes. Hughes on the left wing trying to fix the drive baseline. Comes back out to Leach. Leach from the wing. He will drive in himself off the glass. No good. Rebound. Plummer tried to finish it but didn't have his hands on the ball. And Trinity comes away with it. Gilbertson bringing it down. Over for a jumper by Bucher. And it is good. Jack Bucher with his second bucket of the game is 54-39. Trinity back up by 15. Plummer, Leach underneath, tries it, no good. Rebound, gets it himself, and Good is going to block the next shot. Rebound, Gilbertson. Gilbertson comes down low into the corner. Scarpelli, Good, and he'll try it, no good. Rebound is by Trinity. Good tapped it out. Here is a jumper from Edwards. No good, but Bucher with the rebound put back this time.
And Middletown's working so hard defensively that they are not able to physically get back and box Trinity off the offensive glass.
Hughes spins down the lane, up and good. Hughes with 12 for Middletown, 56-41. And Trinity with the basketball here. Scarpelli gets it knocked away. Leach saves it back into Marakovic. Open for three. He'll take it. He got it.
That's a big one there because all of a sudden it creeps Middletown a little bit closer and a timeout called.
All right, Kosolak not happy as he will call his team over and we'll see if it's a full timeout or not. And it will be. So we'll take one as well. 5:33 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Trinity 56, Middletown 44. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
All right, 33 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Trinity 56, Middletown 44. Trinity 9-0 on the season. Middletown at 6-1, both unbeaten in conference play. And Middletown's in a bit of a hole here with 5:33 to go.
They are in a bit of a hole. The key now is, can they force the guys that they want to shoot the basketball to shoot the ball? And when you take a look at what Middletown's done defensively in this game, Trinity has gotten 36 of their 56 from their top two scorers. So they have not been able to accomplish that goal so far.
Scarpelli, Bucher, back to Scarpelli in the backcourt. Scarpelli will have his pass tipped by Leach, but Scarpelli able to come down with it, but Leach knocks it away, and there's going to be a foul called against Bucher.
Boy, and that's just a mistake by Trinity, especially out of the timeout, in being very lackadaisical, breaking the Middletown pressure. And at the end, Scarpelli, realizing that it was probably getting close to a 10-second count, panicked trying to lob the ball over the top and underestimating the leaping ability of Trey Leach.
Only bad thing for Middletown, puts Trey Leach at the line. Not a good free throw shooter and misses the front end of the 1-1 in Trinity with a rebound.
They've killed themselves at the line tonight. Absolutely killed themselves.
And there's a walk from Gilbertson, as the double team of Leach and Plummer caused him to change his decision on what he was going to do with the ball and took the extra step. 5:13 to go. Marakovic, inbounds play. Three-pointer, back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Gilbertson.
That was a great move by Marakovic, recognizing that Gilbertson was still whining about the walk call and never picked him up defensively.
Gets it up to Good, or rather Long, and Marakovic is going to pick up his first foul of the game. Middletown still with a couple to give here. Just a fifth team foul, and now another timeout taken by Trinity.
Here's what's been really impressive to me, though, Steve. The IQ of basketball for both these teams. A lot of the recognition that these players are making on the fly. And that is, that last play for Middletown is a great example of that. They've got an inbounds on the sideline, and normally they would just dump that ball in the backcourt, bring it up slowly. But Marakovic recognizing, hey, my guy's still jawing at the referee. Let me find a place where I'm open because he has no idea where I am. The shot didn't go down, but it was a great opportunity for Middletown on an open look. And that's what they need more of in this game with 5 minutes left to go. Down by 12, trying to pick away at that lead. Trinity not the best foul shooting team, depending who you send to the line. Obviously, they're better players, shoot fouls very well, but if you can find the right guys to foul at some point when you need to. The bottom line is Middletown missing foul shots in this game has really come back to bite them. They make all of those shots from the line they've missed. This is a three-point game.
Shamrock's in now out of the timeout. They get it into Gilbertson in the backcourt. Got away with a little push on Leach there.
Big push. That should have been called.
Gilbertson gets around Leach. Elbow good. Now cross to Long. Hooker on the right side to Good. Right wing. Top of the key. Edwards. Edwards. Hooker on the left. A quick pass is here from Trinity, just eating the clock. And it's going to be Edwards trapped, but he gets a pass off to Gilbertson. Spin move to the bucket, and it's going to be a foul called against Middletown. Mattis, who picked it up.
I think it's probably going to be Leach from the backside.
Yeah.
He tried to recover defensively and didn't recognize that he had Mattis and Hughes, who were both going up to try to deny the shot on the inside. There's really nothing that Leach could have done in a positive way coming back and trying to get that ball.
Gilbertson at the line. First shot is good. And Gilbertson, 56% on the year, but 5 for 5 here tonight.
That is shocking when I saw that he was 56% on the year coming in.
Second shot, also good. Nothing but net, 58-44. 14-point lead for Trinity. That matches their closest game of the year. That was their first one against York Catholic. Mattis on the right corner. Bounce pass into Hughes. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound. Fought for and out of bounds. They're going to say Hughes knocked it out.
Middletown's missed way too many of those tonight, too.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those little chippies on the inside? And, yes, they're under duress, and that's the effect that a shot like Good can have.
Good to Gilbertson. He lays it up and in and gets the foul on Leach as well. The chance for the three-point play here, and Trinity is just running away with it here with 4:07 left to go. Leach checks out with those four fouls.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that we started playing NBA basketball with the continuation on that one.
Yeah.
That one seemed well before the act of shooting.
Free throw from Gilbertson is good. 61-44, Trinity by 17. Here is Hughes, crosses midcourt, midway through the fourth quarter. Mattis over on the left wing. Mills will have it there. Goes over to Mattis. Plummer wheels around. Will force it up and good, but they are going to call him for the charge.
That's the right call, too. Plummer put his head down. Gilbertson was standing, laying in wait, and Chris never saw him. When you're behind, you press, and you try to force things that aren't there. And that time, Plummer needing to get a shot up a little bit quicker and try to cut into this lead, you didn't see the defense.
Long bounce pass, good, down along the baseline. He'll put it up, no good. He was affected from behind, and there was a late whistle.
Yeah, and this is a horrible call for two reasons. Number one, it's a horrible call because if you're going to call the foul, don't wait to see whether or not the basket goes in or not. Number two, Good caught the ball, shuffled the feet. That should have been a travel, and none of that would have mattered to begin with.
It'll be Good at the line. First shot is no good.
His lowest point production of the season so far was 4. He's sitting on 2 points right now, and even with that, Trinity's still up by 17.
Second shot from Good is good. 62-44. 18-point lead for the Shamrocks. As Mills will bring it down the floor for the Raiders. Top of the key. Over to Hughes. Mattis. Mills, right elbow. Hughes, left side. Hughes dishes it to Mattis. Plummer, foul line. Pump fake. Now he'll try the shot. It was partially blocked. Rebounds loose, and Gilbertson comes away with it for Trinity. With 3:10 left to go, and the Shamrocks up by 18. Down to Edwards. It gets to Gilbertson. Front court. Spin around, trying to get around Mills. Edwards. He'll have a foul away from the ball. What's going on here?
Tyre, I think, is going to pick up the personal foul. And to be honest with you, he should also pick up something after that. After the foul was called against him, as Gilbertson was walking by him after getting called for the foul, Tyre put a little elbow in the back. The official showed a lot of restraint not teeing him up for that one.
It'll be Gilbertson to the line, where he is perfect here, 7-for-7.
Braden Thomas comes into the game for the first time for Middletown, a senior. As right now, some of these players who have played a lot of minutes here come out. Kobe Sprecher also into the game for the first time. As Middletown, at this point with 3 minutes left to go, looks like they're pretty much clearing the bench.
Rebounding foul against Trinity. That's going to be that Booker. Is it? That's going to be his fifth if it's him.
I've got Booker at three.
All right. Oh, they had the one in the first half that should have been on him, but they gave it to somebody else. That's why I'm one ahead. That's okay. We've got a Zebra Conference for some reason. So now we got two officials down here barking at Larry Kostolak for some reason.
Oh, no, they're not barking at him. They're trying to explain how they messed up. That's pretty much what they're doing right now. We messed up. Let's go over to the guy who we know is going to probably give us the least guff because he's ahead in the game.
Wait, technical? Was there a technical foul somewhere? Must have been a technical foul. I have no idea where that one came from. There's one technical foul, and Gilbertson made it. Maybe it's a scorebook thing?
I can't even help you on that one, Steve.
Well, it might. It could, very well could be, because Middletown's wearing these gold jerseys tonight, and the numbers are way different from everything else that they wear. I don't know, I just want to get a shot at the gold jerseys with different numbers.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Is this the first time that Middletown has worn the gold jerseys this year?
Yes.
They're 0-1 in these jerseys. Let's put them away.
Somebody down there said, I hate when we wear these gold jerseys. Middletown always plays terrible when they wear them.
And they have again tonight, although they haven't played terrible. Okay, this is an outstanding Trinity basketball team. And here's what you need to understand about this Trinity basketball team. This is a team that is not expected to be challenged, really, as good as the division may be this year.
Yeah.
Middletown's got a very good team. Milton Hurst's got a very good team. You might see some stuff out of Steele High more as the season goes on, and Camp Hill is not a bad team either. This Trinity team may not be headed by a team in the division by less than double digits all year, but I think there's some things that Middletown can build off of and maybe utilize in the second game between these teams back at Middletown. We'll talk about that in the postgame show.
Sprecher at the line. Shot is no good. Rebound is by Trinity. It's going to be Edwards. We'll get it over to Will Booker. Now it's Hall. Long, top of the key. Bounce pass to DeFrank. Bounce pass to Edwards. They look inside for Hall, cutting to the bucket, up and good.
A good look for Hall. Edwards, the one outside of Hall, which I understand he hasn't gotten a lot of playing time here in the second half, but Edwards still out there on the floor. He's going to be coming out at the next break.
Tisdale, Alcott, Sprecher will drive to the bucket, off the glass and good.
And he's a guy that I think Middletown needs to get more opportunities for. Get him in that game. He's a physical defender, maybe a little too physical at times, but on the offensive side, seems to do some good things.
Timeout taken by Trinity, and this is going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll stay here with 1:58 left to go in the fourth quarter. Trinity up 19 here, 65-46.
We knew coming into this three-game road swing, this three games this week, Steve, that with Camp Hill, and let's even throw the Lampeter-Strasburg game in, too. And the four games, Lampeter-Strasburg, Camp Hill, Spring Grove, and Trinity, not an easy one in the bunch. You definitely are the underdog here at Trinity. You'd have to say you're probably the underdog at Spring Grove as well. Home game against Camp Hill, a lot of people would have thought a toss-up, especially since Camp Hill was picked ahead of Middletown to start the season. And even that Lampeter-Strasburg game against a very good team, although I would have considered Middletown the favorite. I think what we've seen is this is going to be a very good Middletown basketball team. They've got to do a couple things to clean some things up, but they have the opportunity to be a really good basketball team this season.
Some chaos from Trinity offensively, and Sprecher comes away with it. He'll drive right to the bucket, puts it up, and he's got to be called for the travel. Clock is running, but I don't think anybody will object. 1:30 and counting. Bounce pass inbounds, and now they stop the clock. Okay, now they start it again. Okay. DeFrank across midcourt.
Yeah, now, the mercy rule is like 30, 35, and nowhere near where we are now.
No, it is not. Will Booger, top of the key. Bounce pass, it gets to Nall. Now it is DeFrank. Walker. Booker for three, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds. I'm going to say it is out off of Trinity. Under a minute to play here. Trinity by 19.
The Trinity bench the entire time was begging Booker to take a three. Passed up his first chance at it, did not the second time.
That was an obvious backcourt. That was not called. Sprecher will drive baseline, puts it up, and no good. And Kobe Sprecher to the line. For Middletown, and with 48 seconds left.
I like what I see out of this kid. I really do, Steve. And I understand that the backups are in the game right now. But, man, he's taking the ball directly to the basket and looking for something good to happen. Now, he's not making foul shots, but neither is anybody else for Middletown today.
No.
Practice tomorrow. Enjoy your time at the charity stripe, guys, because you're going to be there a long time.
Sprecher does make the second one that time, 64-47, or rather 65-47. 18-point lead for Trinity, 45 seconds to go. DeFrank, top of the key. They're cheering for him to try to shoot, but he did not do so. Comes over to the near side. Now it's DeFrank again on the wing. He'll go to the foul line, behind the back dribble. Will come over into the corner. Here is Will Booker for three. That's no good. Rebound by the Raiders. 25 seconds left. There's Thomas bringing it up the court. 20 seconds. Thomas out near center circle. Comes over to Sprecher. Sprecher will work a screen for him, but he mishandles the ball. Now he is going to be fouled. Yeah, it's going to be Will Booker to pick up the foul. 8 seconds left. Kobe Sprecher to the line for Middletown. To shoot a couple here and try to get.
And Middletown should be able to get back on the winning side on Tuesday night against a West Perry team that is definitely below the level right now, based on their early results. Have not won a game in division so far, and they will come to Middletown, a team that will be smarting and looking for retribution for a couple of back-to-back losses on the road.
Second one from Sprecher, no good. Rebound is by Trinity, and they are going to call a foul, bringing it down the court.
Trey Michael decided that he wanted one more chance to get a to touch the ball, potentially for his team on the offensive side. Was not going to allow an easy layup at the buzzer, make him hit a couple shots at the line so Middletown can try to throw one up here at the end.
Shot at the line is no good. This has been Null.
And again, Middletown, West Perry. That'll be our next broadcast on the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network. And then Blue Raider Wrestling will be on Wednesday night.
Second shot is good. And Middletown will inbound, and that will do it. Our final score tonight, Trinity 66, Middletown 47. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Coming up after this, here on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back, Trinity High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser in post-game show as Middletown drops their second consecutive game here against the Trinity Shamrocks to go to 6-2 on the season. Trinity improves to 10-0 with a 66-47 win for the Shamrocks. And it, again, we kind of talked about it. This division, how I see it right now, it's Trinity head and shoulders above. And then you got Middletown and Milton Hershey. And we'll see, their first meeting is going to be not next week, but the following week.
Now, let's not forget one other thing, though. We haven't seen Milton Hershey have a chance at this Trinity team either.
That's true.
And here's the one thing I'm going to say about that matchup, which is next Tuesday. Middletown did some things tonight that give me pause about what Trinity can do long term. And that is when Middletown spread this team out, a team that wants to play man-to-man defense, okay? They want to play man, and Middletown went to that four corners, and they were picking whichever matchup they could get and attacking the basket. And they were getting good opportunities at that time. And that's something where an athletic team like Milton Hershey, who has some real quickness on the dribble, maybe can also take advantage of. But it's definitely something that Trinity, against some of the quicker teams that they're going to show up against later on in the playoffs, when it's time to hit, I'm talking state. When they see some of the quicker teams, the Newman Grettys, the teams from the District 12 area, a couple of the really special teams that are in a couple of the other locales in the state, that's the thing that they have to find a way to shore up. And there's two ways to do it. Either you got to find a way to get quicker defensively, or you have to be willing to play some zone against those sort of teams. Tonight wasn't the time to do it. The question is this Trinity team willing and able to go to a disciplined zone against a team that's going to do that against them? I really think the next time these two teams play over at Middletown, especially if the crowd comes out the way that they have been at home games thus far, for that rematch, there are definitely some things that Middletown can do in that game to affect Trinity. But when you look at who was doing the scoring tonight, Timmy Edwards got his. Austin Gilbertson got his. And those are the two guys you have to find a way to keep the ball out of their hands. Middletown didn't find that way tonight. If they find that way going forward, I give them at least a puncher's chance, if not a little more, in that rematch. they were not coming over here and winning tonight against Trinity without making more of their easy shots. That is, shots when you drive to the paint. And yes, I know Sean Good is somebody who's going to affect a lot of shots inside. But when you take the ball strong to the paint, sometimes you just have to acknowledge he's going to get some, but I'm going to probably score more than he's going to get. I got to take it strong, and I can't worry about him coming over, because if we're playing the offensive set correctly, he's going to be too late. So that's something where Middletown's got to hit more of those peep shots on the inside when they have them, and they definitely must be better from the foul line. You cannot beat this Trinity team playing imperfect offensive basketball the way that Middletown did. They started too slow, and at the end, they never could catch up.
And before the game, we were trying to remember when the last time Middletown won in this building, and it has been a long time, and nobody really knows exactly when it was. I know
we're thinking mid 2000s.
Yeah,
it was our guess.
Yeah.
Or early 2000s, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I think it was definitely more than 10, 11, 12 years ago.
I think John Wilsbach had sent us, when we had texted back and forth with him, that he thinks it was a Charlie Bowen coach team that,
yeah,
there was an omen that something was different in that game anyways. They had bus trouble, and when they got here, they came in and beat Trinity. So maybe that's what has to happen. You have to break down on the way over here, because
yeah,
if you don't break down on the bus, this Shamrocks team will find a way to break you down on the court.
Yeah, and this is a tough one here tonight, but Middletown has had more success against Trinity at home in the past number of years. We're going to take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll have the postgame statistics and wrap it up from here. Again, our final score tonight, Trinity 66, Middletown 47. Back one final time after this on the Finger Binder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling? Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. The Blue and Gold Club will hold its annual dinner dance Saturday, January 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at the American Legion. There will be food, a cash bar, a DJ, basket raffles, 50-50. Tickets are available by calling the Middletown Athletic Office at 948-3333. Proceeds benefit the Blue and Gold Club, helping Middletown Athletics.
Welcome back one final time here to Trinity High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser in a post-game show where Trinity defeated Middletown tonight by a score of 66-47. Brian, you have the post-game statistics.
For Trinity, they were led by Austin Gilbertson. He averages, actually, his scoring average is actually down right now. He's under 15 a game. Took care of that tonight. 23 against the Blue Raiders in this one. 19 for Timmy Edwards. Both of those guys are your 1,000-point scorers for the Shamrocks. 9 points for Marcus Hall, 6 points for Jack Booker, and after that it was 3 for Sean Good, 3 for Mike Scarpelli, 2 for Matt Long, and 1 for Ben Nall. For Middletown, leading scorer tonight was Chris Plummer. 13 for him. It was 12 for Ryan Hughes, 8 for Trey Leach, 5 for Tyre Mills, 5 for Luke Marakovich, 3 for Kobe Sprecher, and 1 for Kyle Truesdale. All told, 66-47 in favor of the Shamrocks. And, you know, it just the Shamrock team, to show you the quality of player that they have on this squad, you got Gilbertson, who has gotten a few sniffs at D1, but Division II with Adelphi. St. Anselm is another program at the Division II level that has looked at him and offered him. You've got Timmy Edwards, who's gotten Division II and III looks with Shippensburg. Wilkes are a few of the ones who are in there. DeSales is another major player there for him because his older brother runs track there. And then you also have Marcus Hall, who has gotten looks from Marymount, from Juniata, and also from LVC. Sean Good's a guy who, as a junior and at 6'11", D1 programs have been coming in here and looking at him and going, you know, we're not worried about his offensive game. He plays great defense now. We can work with him. So 6'11", he's going to get a look somewhere D1 if he wants it. But, you know, you've got four guys out of the starting five who are going to be playing basketball at the next level, and one of them being Marcus Hall, who goes to LVC, which gives us a segue, if you want it, into our upcoming schedule.
I will take it. But you look at what Middletown played on Wednesday night, where their one guy, Eli Brooks, was, I mean, he's a strong D1 player. But,
oh, yeah.
But 2, 3, and 4 on that team, they weren't that much. Here, you're dealing with a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4 that are all really good.
And Eli Brooks, by the way, plays AAU ball, or at least did play AAU ball with Austin Gilbertson. So imagine that is a duo that you got to look up. That's what AAU ball is, man. I mean, it's all-star teams of the best guys off these high school teams. It's fun thing to watch if you ever get to go out and check out a tournament.
All right, so that'll take us to our broadcast schedule. Again, tomorrow we will have Lebanon Valley College basketball. The men at 1, the women at 3, and the men are coming off of a big win up at Lycoming. And they will take on Albright tomorrow, who both the men and women are undefeated in conference play. So it's a huge game for both sides tomorrow. Next Middletown broadcast will be on Tuesday night as the boys are at home against West Perry, and then we will have wrestling on Wednesday night as Middletown takes on Paul Meyer. So that'll do it from Trinity High School for our studio producers Tim Neville and Darren Rank. For Brian Kaiser, this is Steve Leedy saying good night. Our final score was Trinity 66, Middletown 47, and you heard it live here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, SNH Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Umstead Plaza Barbershop, Jane East Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.